This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we continue in Galatians with, if Christ's, then Abraham's offspring. Fullness of time as an angel of God, Christ formed in you, and an allegory. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I will go to the altar of God.
To God my exceeding joy.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
We made heaven and earth.
During this Lenten season, we have heard our Lord's call to intensify our struggle against sin, death, and the devil, all that prevents us from trusting in God and loving each other. Since it is our intention to receive the Holy Supper of our Lord Jesus Christ on this day when he instituted this blessed meal for our salvation, it is proper that we complete our Lenten discipline by diligently examining ourselves, as St. Paul urges us to do. This holy sacrament has been instituted for the special comfort of those who are troubled because of their sin and who humbly confess their sins, fear God's wrath, and hunger and thirst for righteousness. But when we examine our hearts and consciences, we find nothing in us but sin and death, from which we are incapable of delivering ourselves. Therefore, our Lord Jesus Christ has had mercy on us. For our benefit, he became man, so that he might fulfill for us the whole will and law of God, and to deliver us, took upon himself our sin and the punishment we deserve. So that we may more confidently believe this and be strengthened in the faith and in holy living, our Lord Jesus Christ took bread, broke it, and gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you." It is as if he said, "I became man, and all that I do and suffer is for your good. As a pledge of this, I give you my body to eat." In the same way also he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins." Again, it is as if he said, "I have had mercy on you by taking into myself all your iniquities. I give myself into death, shedding my blood to obtain grace and forgiveness of sins, and to comfort and establish the New Testament, which gives forgiveness and everlasting salvation. As a pledge of this, I give you my blood to drink. Therefore, whoever eats this bread and drinks this cup, confidently believing this word and promise of Christ, dwells in Christ and Christ in him and has eternal life. We should also do this in remembrance of him, showing his death, that he was delivered for our offenses and raised for our justification. Giving him our most heartfelt thanks, we take up our cross and follow him, and according to his commandment, love one another as he has loved us. As our Lord on this night exemplified this love by washing his disciples' feet, so we, by our words and actions, serve one another in love. For we are all one bread and one body, even as we are all partakers of this one bread and drink from the one cup. For just as the one cup is filled with wine of many grapes, and one bread made from countless grains, so also we, being many, are one body in Christ. Because of him, we love one another, not only in word, but in deed and in truth. May the Almighty and merciful God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, by his Holy Spirit, accomplish this in us. Amen. Amen.
Having heard this word of God, let us confess our sins, imploring God our Father, for the sake of his Son, Jesus Christ, to grant us forgiveness. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever hurt you, and thus deserve to go into eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you your God's mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being. God be merciful to you and strengthen your faith. Do you believe that the forgiveness I speak is not my forgiveness, but God's?
Yes.
Let it be done for you as you believe. In the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. He who calls you is faithful. He will surely do it. Go in peace.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O Lord, in this wondrous sacrament, you have left us a remembrance of your passion. Grant that we may so receive the sacred mystery of your body and blood, that the fruits of your redemption may continually be manifest in us, for you live and reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for Holy Thursday is from Exodus chapter 24. Moses came and told the people all the words of the Lord and all the just decrees, and all the people answered with one voice and said, "All the words that the Lord has spoken we will do." And Moses wrote down all the words of the Lord. He rose early in the morning and built an altar at the foot of the mountain and 12 pillars, according to the 12 tribes of Israel. And he sent young men of the people of Israel who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. And Moses took half of the blood and put it in basins, and half of the blood he threw against the altar. Then he took the book of the covenant and read it in the hearing of the people. And they said, "All that the Lord has spoken we will do, and we will be obedient." And Moses took the blood and threw it on the people and said, "Behold, the blood of the covenant that the Lord has made with you in accordance with all of these words." Then Moses, Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up, and they saw the God of Israel. And there was under his feet, as it were, a pavement of sapphire stone, like the very heaven for clearness. And he did not lay his hand on the chief men of the people of Israel. They beheld God and ate and drank. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
As you eat his bread and drink his cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until
according to St. Mark, the 14th chapter. On the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, Jesus' disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" And he sent two of his disciples and said to them, "Go into the city, and a man carrying a jar of water will meet you. Follow him, and wherever he enters, say to the master of the house, 'The teacher says, where is my guest room, where I may eat the Passover with my disciples?' He will show you a large upper room furnished and ready. There, prepare for us." And the disciples went out and went to the city and found it just as he had told them, and they prepared the Passover. When it was evening, he came with the 12. And as they were reclining at table and eating, Jesus said, "Truly I say to you, one of you will betray me, one who is eating with me." They began to be sorrowful and to say to him one after another, "Is it I?" He said to them, "It is one of the 12, one who is dipping bread into the dish with me. For the Son of Man goes as it is written of him, but woe to that man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It would have been better for that man if he had not been born." As they were eating, he took bread, and after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many. Truly I say to you, I will not drink again of the fruit of the vine until that day when I drink it new in the kingdom of God." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the upper room, the 12 disciples were the ones that were present for the first Lord's Supper. And they weren't exactly the cream of the crop. Peter was there. He suffered from a persistent case of foot and mouth disease, sometimes opposing God and his ways. He would go on to deny knowing Jesus 3 times. Matthew was there too. He was a tax collector, and tax collectors were known as traitors and cheats. The brothers James and John were there. Jesus once called them the sons of thunder because of their terribly misguided, self-righteous desire to rain down fire and brimstone on those who had rejected Jesus. And Judas was there too. While he betrayed Jesus, the others were certainly capable of the very same thing. They were all asking each other whether or not they were the ones who would betray Jesus. They said, "Is it I?" And Jesus simply quoted the scriptures and acknowledged that it was one of them. In that upper room, when they were celebrating the Passover and remembering God's rescue of them from slavery, none of the 12 were there because they were worthy on their own. They weren't there because they were so accomplished, because they were so good, because they were better than everyone else. It was there because they were invited. And it was to unworthy disciples that Jesus gave himself. He did not wait for them to clean up their act before he gave himself to them. He didn't say that they needed to prove themselves to him before he would bless them. Jesus did not make them promise that they would do better in the future. As they were eating, he took bread. And after blessing it, broke it and gave it to them and said, "Take, this is my body." And he took a cup, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, and they all drank of it. And he said to them, "This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many." Jesus gave himself to them completely when they were unworthy and undeserving. Even when he knew what was going to happen in the very near future, Jesus did not withhold himself from his disciples. Even though Jesus knew all about them and all about their sin, he gave them his forgiveness. He blessed them when they were unworthy on their own. Today it's 2,000 years later, and instead of the upper room, it's Cramer Chapel. Human nature and human behavior have not changed. All walks of life are represented here today, young and old, husbands and fathers, mothers and wives, brothers and sisters, faculty, staff, and students. It's all here. But no matter who we are and no matter where we come from, we're just like those 12 disciples. On our own, we're unworthy. We all came here today with sin that needed to be forgiven. Bickering and arguing, maybe struggling with a hot temper and pride, an inflated sense of self-worth and superiority, nursing grudges and succumbing to fits of jealousy, always worrying about the future or savoring juicy bits of gossip. It's all here. We're just like them. And Jesus gave himself not only to them, but he gave himself to us. He gave himself completely so that we would be freely forgiven. Forgiveness didn't come easy, and it didn't come cheap. It took a real, live, flesh and blood man, a perfect man, a sinless man who would give himself completely for all of us. That happened on Good Friday. At the cross, Jesus' body was broken in death for you. He shed his holy and precious and innocent blood for you in your place. Because he had such incredible love for you, Jesus laid down his life and death on a cross in your place. When he died under the judgment of God, you were forgiven. Because Jesus gave himself for you. He died for bickering and arguing. He gave himself for hot tempers, grudges, jealousy, and pride. Jesus gave himself for all of you so you would be forgiven. You have been made holy through the offering of the body of Jesus once and for all. Jesus suffered outside the gate in order to sanctify the people through his blood. Jesus Christ gave himself for you. No matter what sin you have, he still loves you. No matter how bad it was, he forgives you completely. No matter how unworthy you might think you are, you're holy in God's sight because Jesus gave himself for you. No matter how undeserving you are, Jesus gives you incredible gifts today. Jesus earned incredible gifts of forgiveness and life and salvation for you at the cross. And he gives you these gifts today in a very real and tangible way. He gives himself to you today in his body and in his blood that was broken on a cross and shed for you. He gives himself to you today in his body and blood. He gives his body and blood to you in bread and wine. He gives you everything that he earned at the cross in his body and blood under bread and wine. He takes the incredible gifts of forgiveness of sin, life and salvation that he won for you on Good Friday at Mount Calvary, and he gives them to you in his body and blood for you under bread and wine. Today, Cramer Chapel is your upper room. Jesus Christ comes to you and he gives himself to you, no matter who you are and what you have done or not done. He gives himself to you, not as your judge, but as your Savior. Amen.
Amen.
The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Pray for the whole Church of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. For the Holy Christian Church, that our mind may be the same as that of Christ Jesus, as we follow him in his suffering, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all pastors, as they prepare for the solemnities of the coming days, that they may carry in their body the death of Jesus, as they proclaim Christ and him crucified, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For those who lead our government at all levels, that they may serve in humility with the knowledge that the authority given to them is from above, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the aged and the infirm, the widowed and orphaned and unborn, for those near death and those who mourn, for the homebound and all who are sick, that in their trials and troubles they would commend themselves to the will of God. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For all who come to the Lord's Supper to eat and drink of the fruits of our Lord's passion and death, that they may be united with him and thus share in his life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
To him who is able to do far more abundantly than all we ask or think, to the only God be honor and glory, through the Son and the Spirit, both now and forever.
Amen.
And with thy spirit.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly meet, right, and salutary that we should at all times and at all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who accomplished the salvation of mankind by the tree of the cross, that where death arose, their life might rise again, and that the serpent who overcame by the tree of the garden might likewise by the tree of the cross be overcome. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, in heaven. Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is a new testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Amen.
Amen.
sin conquers believe, dwelt a seed of truth to sow, till he grows with wondrous ending his most patient life of old. At last night at supper
to behold.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen.
Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
Let us pray. O God, the Father, the fountain and source of all goodness, who in loving kindness sent your only begotten Son into the flesh, we thank you that for his sake you have given us pardon and peace in this sacrament. And we ask you not to forsake your children, but always to rule our hearts and minds by your Holy Spirit, that we may be enabled constantly to serve you. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.